talk about the stranded assets, people taking that first step of how you get up to silver certification, that is still better than 95% of the world's buildings.
Welcome back to the Word Bullet Podcast, where we chat with the leaders in commercial real estate to answer all questions space as a service. This podcast is for anyone involved in commercial real estate in any way. If you're an investor, a fund manager, developer, property manager, agent, or broker, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. I'm your host, Caleb Parker, and today we're turning up the dial on connectivity and smart technology in buildings. Yes, you heard that right. We're exploring the veins and arteries that keep our buildings alive and kicking in the digital age. And who better to guide us through this intricate web than a pioneer in the field? I have the immense pleasure of chatting with Sanj Ranasinghe, the Global Director of R&D at WiredScore. Sanj develops, reviews, and implements WiredScore's scorecard criteria to make the world's buildings smarter and better connected. Joining the company in 2016 to drive the company's global expansion, his work over the last 4 years has focused on building the world's first smart building certification, SmartScore. SmartScore focuses on how smart technology is implemented to develop user-centric outcomes for building owners, operators, and occupiers. The SmartScore certification is setting the gold standard for smart buildings worldwide, and we're going to hear how office customers are taking notice. So buckle up as we journey into the future of buildings. It's going to be a full ride of insights, revelations, and maybe, just maybe, a few light bulb moments on how connectivity is reshaping our workspaces and the very fabric of commercial real estate. Speaking of connectivity, before we welcome Sanj to the show, I want to give a big shout out to our headline sponsor this season, Freshwave. Freshwave is the connectivity infrastructure as a service provider, making sure mobile phone signal works in office buildings. Freshwave has connected some of the biggest, most challenging wireless environments in the UK, and they can be found in over 2,000 buildings nationwide. And let me tell you, from personal experience, Freshwave improves customer satisfaction in office buildings. Now, Jeff, let's kick it. Welcome to the Word Bullet Podcast, Sanj.
Hey, Caleb.
How's it going?
I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good, good. Sanj, this isn't your first rodeo. You've done quite a few podcasts before.
One or two, but this is my first in person. So really excited to be here.
Glad to have you here. We're inside Exchange at 22 Bishopsgate. You guys have done a lot of work in this building.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work on this building, both from our WiredScore and SmartScore certifications. So great to be in one of our own buildings.
So look, WiredScore, you guys have been around for 10 years now.
Yeah, it's our 10th year.
And how long have you been with WiredScore?
I've been at WiredScore for 7 years. So it's been a really exciting journey from days back when we were just operating in the US and UK to now operating in pretty much every country in the world. I think we've got buildings certified in over 35.
That's fantastic. 35 countries.
Yeah, 35 different countries. We've got a billion square foot of real estate under certification across office and resi now.
Well, I'm curious. So over the last 10 years, what has changed the most in your mind?
Yeah, I think what's been really interesting when we set out, it was to solve a problem where landlords didn't understand how good their connectivity for their internet would be, and tenants didn't actually know how important the internet was to them. So we were really bringing that awareness to market. And like, that sounds really strange now, looking back at it. We all know now that we need the internet everywhere we are every day. And how we've evolved over that time is like, instead of just like highlighting where there's a problem and gap, it's really now promoting that best in class experience that great digital connectivity can give you. So it's going from internet through to Wi-Fi and mobile. And then over the last 3 years, when we've launched SmartScore, our smart building certification, really seeing how that then layers up with smart building technology with that key emphasis on delivering experience. This isn't about counting sensors or counting how many bits you're sending backwards and forwards. It's really about focusing on how much more important that end user experience is in our offices.
And that end user experience is becoming so much more important for office real estate, considering coming out of the last 3 years, everyone wanting people to come back into the office, people not necessarily wanting to come back into the office because of the experience. Yep. And so there's been a big focus on WELL certification. There's now obviously a focus on connectivity here. So can you elaborate a little bit on the score? Maybe use this building here at 22 Bishopsgate as an example.
Yeah, so this was great. We engaged with the team here really early on before it's completed, and making sure their tech strategy, both from a connectivity and a smart building perspective, would set them up for success for their tenants. They didn't know. You know, it's really, what's really important we're thinking around now is when you're setting out to build a great experience. You don't actually know who that end user is. You can't wait till your tenant signs their lease to then build a tech stack for them. Not only is that time consuming, it's really expensive. You know, you've got to put in HVAC, you've got to put in lighting. And if you make the wrong decision there or design your system so you can't adapt it, you've got to rip that out and start again. So where we've really found value and delivering value is that our smart score certification or wire score certification acts as a framework to design to. So we set out, you know, if you do this, you can deliver this experience. We're not saying you must deliver this experience, but it's like giving people that sort of canvas that they can work to and build their own view of what they want to do for their users of their building.
And this is becoming more and more important today because historically, and maybe when you guys started 10 years ago, connectivity was a tenant problem. It wasn't a landlord's problem. But now office customers are expecting more and more from buildings and from their landlords.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so strange to think around how internet was a tenant problem in the past because if you think about how you walk into an office building, you walk through the front door, you don't own that as the tenant. You walk through the lobby, you don't own that as a tenant. You go up the lift, you don't own that as a tenant. And then you go into your space and that's the space you own. Think about your internet coming to that building. It takes that same route. It comes in under the basement, into probably in the parking lot, gets connected up to your internal cabling. So the cabling goes up through the riser into the tenant areas. Only then is it in your space. So really, people were saying internet is a tenant problem, but all the infrastructure is in the landlord space. So we've really tried to highlight that and highlight how important it is for the landlords to take responsibility of that space. And what's been exciting to see is not only are our client base taking that responsibility, they want to do more. They want to know what they can do with their amenity space, what they can do with that trip through the building to get to their space to make that experience as optimal as possible.
Well, it's easy to talk about delivering that sort of experience in a new build like 22 Bishopsgate, but what about all of the stranded assets that we expect to happen over the next couple of years? We have to take these stranded assets and retrofit them, bring them back up to sustainable standards for sure, but make sure we're delivering the right customer experience. From a landlord's perspective, there's so many different competing priorities. Where does connectivity fall?
Great question and well phrased on the competing priorities. And I think that's really what needs to be top of mind and where we're finding ESG is a really good like lens to look at it. You've got that environmental aspect, you've got the social aspect, and you've got the governance. And they balancing those three out isn't easy, but is the right way. And to your point around where does technology come into it, how we think about this at WiredScore is adding a fourth letter there, resiliency. And we believe that technology resiliency enables buildings to deliver against those three outcomes of environmental, social, and governance. And to dig into the details there, so that means resilient internet. That means that your internet doesn't fail. That means you can continue to deliver those experiences. People can continue to work throughout their building. But also thinking more and more things like cybersecurity. I don't want to be a scaremonger. And there's plenty of stories out there about cyber risk. But really, the answer there is being proactive. Having that resilient approach to your data strategies, to how systems are installed in your building, to even like what providers you buy systems from, gives you that proactive cyber secure approach to how your building will become resilient. And then it's sad to say, but climate resiliency is the next part that we're really seeing. You know, every day there's another horrific story somewhere around the world of climate related incidents. It's driving that space where like we need security from our buildings from that. We need to make sure that our buildings and the technology within them are resilient from the changing world around us. So to your point, like if technology isn't the answer, but resilient technology approaches is that key foundation that will enable landlords to like really drive where they want to go on their ESG agenda, which I really think is the balance that people need to be thinking about when they're trying to work out like, how do I balance what I'm going to do with my next building?
Well, there you have it. ESGR is now the new phrase. We're gonna hashtag that when we promote this episode. Hashtag ESGR. Resilient. Well said. And I think it's very, very true. The last thing we want is to, you know, come into the office and then all of a sudden not be able to work because there's no internet and we just might as well sit at home because we have internet at home. But I want to tie this back into your score. So you come into the building, you understand how the connectivity is arranged, how the infrastructure is, how secure it is, how resilient it is, and you give it a score. Now, what then happens with that score? Are customers actually educated enough now to say, okay, I'm only going to go to a building that's got this particular score or not?
In the office space, we're certainly seeing that. We're seeing occupiers more and more asking for wide score certification in their requirements, or if not that, they're using the same requirements we cover, what we look at in what they need for their space. I think what the interesting thing that we're hearing from leasing brokers around the world is, like, whilst that first visit might be C-suite, coming to see, you know, what's the view out of the window in the corner office, what's the transport links like, that second round of visits or that second round of due diligence will be your people operations team trying to understand about their experience, and IT and information team trying to work out how do they plug into the building to make that workplace deliver everything their expectations are. And that set of expectations is generally, from an enterprise customer, universal. They know every place that one of my employees wants to walk into to work has to deliver this great experience. So therefore, our enterprise tech stack needs to plug into the building in this way. And what we really hope with WireScore is that we're giving that other set, the other half of that interface to them, so they can make rental decisions quicker on their space, get moved in, get up and running sooner, and have that overall experience delivered to them in the way they want.
Well, it's obviously been working. You guys gave your data to Moody's, who were conducting some research, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I believe that there was a 3.8% reduction in vacancy on buildings that were wired scored.
That's correct, yes. That's one of the great offerings of the certification. You get that sort of confidence as a landlord ahead of time that you're making the right decisions. Not only do you get the confidence you made the design decisions, you get the ability to improve it. So we will give like guidance on how, what steps you can do to make those most relevant improvements, which is generally reflected by a level increase. So you might go from silver to gold in your certifications. And then you get that promotional aspect. So you get a really simple way to describe to the market how good your building is from a digital connectivity and smart building perspective. And that's what's needed. You know, we could talk into like, this building has 15 providers and it has, minus 95 dB coverage on all the mobile operators, but no one's going to understand what that means. And when you've got to make that sort of binary decision between building A and building B, what we found is really useful is that that gold certification seal gives that trusted seal of approval that this building is going to deliver you that experience of any other gold building around the world.
Interesting that occupancy and vacancy rates affecting those percentages is, you know, crucial. That's amazing to hear that. What about higher rents? Are we seeing higher rents in buildings that have higher scores?
Yeah, so that we are. And that's typically what's happening there is that you're getting those types of tenants that will pay higher rents. Those TMT tenants are moving into different office spaces because they're getting guaranteed great connectivity and smart building experience. So it's not that like tenant A in our building will pay more than they would in another building. It's changing that tenant makeup, which I think is key as we're talking about return to office and the hybrid world, that it's been a real eye-opening moment for the industry to realize what is their ideal occupier. You know, when I joined WiredScore 7 years ago, WeWork was the poster child. They were the tenant. They were everyone. And now we look back at that and it's changed. And I think what's really happening is rental cycles are getting shorter. Also, that tenant change is getting shorter. Like the ideal tenant makeup is changing so rapidly. And it's great to see that the way that we're helping position buildings is making them set up to be adaptable to when that next, you know, be it startups, be it environmental consultancies, whatever it might be, that is going to be the next tenant that everyone wants.
Well, just going back to our earlier conversation, this is no longer just a tenant problem, it's a landlord problem. And I think the way the changing nature of office customers, the profile of office customers, it's no longer just that C-suite coming in. It is the IT team and it's every single person that walks through the door. And so I want to make a point that this connectivity conversation is not just about internet and Wi-Fi. It's actually the whole aspect of connectivity. I will point out that our headline sponsor is Freshwave. And, you know, just our personal experience, when we came into 22 Bishopsgate on this floor, the mobile signal was atrocious. We brought Freshwave in and boom, it's great. So do you guys work with the likes of Freshwave?
So what we do is we evaluate that end user experience. So we want to know buildings are really well set up for mobile coverage. And as part of that, we do loads of research around the market. And we've had, you know, work with Freshwaves and other companies around the world that offer that ability to deliver in-building mobile solution. For how you said it, Caleb, like you come in one day, it's awful. You suddenly feel it. You know, you feel that disconnect from your phone. It's It's awful to think how connected we are to our phones these days, but if it doesn't work, it's really painful. And we reward buildings with credits for how good their mobile performance are. And from that, that's led to our research in the area, engaged with Freshway for many years around like how they're delivering to our criteria. So this isn't like a formal partnership, but we, you know, we set it up and they knock it down. I think that's the way to put it. Like, we ask that buildings deliver this level of performance. And a great way of getting that is some like the in-building solutions that the likes of Freshwave can offer.
And that's crucially important to the end user, to each person that walks in the building, because as you say, we're connected to our phones, whether it be social media or business or personal reasons, or just getting our shit done. Because often, you know, we're working on our laptop or working on the PC, but then, you know, we're going to grab a coffee, but we're multitasking while we're going to on our phone. You know, it's just a seamless process from one device to another. To have that seamless experience between Wi-Fi to mobile to Wi-Fi is super important to resilience for each person. But it's not, again, I don't want to stop there, because it's also about IoT and the building management system, and your scoring system goes deep.
Yeah, so exactly. When we have wired score, which will cover that hardwired internet, your Wi-Fi and your mobile experience, then you layer on smart score, which is looking at smart building technology, and then we look at those wider ranges of wireless technologies that many of us would never have heard of. You know, the likes of Zigbee and LoRaWAN and Sigfox, but really what these are the technologies that enable the Internet of Things that's all around us. And I think, Caleb, we were talking before, it's, you know, why aren't we just all using our mobile phone and mobile signal for everything? And I think the answer there is that the number of use cases is increasing. And by the number of use cases for connectivity increasing, we need to have just this sort of patchwork quilt of connectivity options that enables us to have that seamless experience through it. I love your point around like Wi-Fi to mobile to Wi-Fi. That doesn't work really today. If you imagine one of the wonder stories of in-building mobile is the CEO taking a really important call as they're being driven into the office, into the underground car park, out of their car, into the lift, up to their floor, and expect the expectation they can carry on that call. That is a use case that we can all think we need, but it's really, really difficult to implement.
Sounds like common sense to me.
Yeah. And that's where like trying to think around how you actually design that into a building can be really expensive, first of all, because like you're trying to get mobile signal into a basement. If you think it's hard on the 7th floor, 22 Bishopsgate, it's even harder in the lift, and it's even harder in the basement. So you've really got to have that forethought, and then that sort of interoperability between different connectivity types. So that Wi-Fi to mobile to Wi-Fi experience. Whilst part of that is down to like, can your handset do it? Part of it's down to like, what is the environment the landlord set up for you to be able to achieve that yourself?
And I don't think you could have set up our commercial break here any better. So we're going to take a moment, grab some water, and hear some words from Freshwave.
Hi, how are you? Oh, can you hear me? Sorry, you're breaking up.
80% of mobile phone calls are made from inside buildings. And while energy-efficient building materials like low-E glass are good for the environment, they block mobile signal entering from outdoors. Poor indoor mobile signal can mean lower productivity for businesses, make buildings less appealing to prospective tenants, and ultimately impact the valuation of the building itself. Freshwave solves this problem. We deploy in-building mobile systems that connect directly to the mobile network you need, whether that's just one operator or four. This guarantees the quality of service. Visit freshwavegroup.com to find out more.
That was a good commercial break. Good sip of coffee and water. I've heard that with 5G coming in, and you know, maybe we'll be at 10G at some point, will we ever get to where we don't need Wi-Fi in buildings because the mobile signal is good enough?
Short answer, no. Long answer. I think what's really interesting is that with every generation of mobile, we've gone from 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. You know, people have started to talk about 6G already. So you joke about 10G, but it's going to happen. It is harder and harder for that signal to come into a building. But also, it is more and more important that it does. And I think that sort of double whammy problem that we're hitting here is where, you know, the likes of in-building mobile solutions will become much more prevalent. But I still don't see a place where it's supplanting Wi-Fi and internet. I just think it's that you have to have that sort of full smorgasbord of connectivity in a building for a building to be able to be adaptable and deliver what they want for all their users.
Okay, so I want to go back to the retrofitting conversation for a second, because I think there's a huge, a tsunami of stranded assets coming for various reasons. We all know them, won't go into them here. But with these assets, they need to be retrofitted, repositioned. Where does someone start?
One of the real positives out of a retrofit refurbishment, be it light, be it heavy, you know, there's all these different words which we need to actually work out what we're talking about at some point. But the opportunity to learn and improve quickly is really exciting. So if you compare that sort of cycle to get a building from where it is today to where its next point in its life is maybe, you know, 18 months to 2 years. Compare that to a 10-year cycle for a new development. You're suddenly in a position where with your refurbished building or your retrofitted building, you're ahead of the curve. You just need to take that challenge. And you know, where do you start, as you ask, Caleb? It's strategic. Like, what is it that you want to deliver to those users of the building in the future? And I don't want to promote technology, but fundamentally, technology is the answer. And that's, you know, with our smart building certification, smart score, what we say is, you know, it's a building that delivers exceptional outcomes for all users via digital technology to enhance the experience. And setting out your strategy to meet those goals is super important. And like, you've got to break that down bit by bit. Like, what is a user? It's not just the tenant. It's those people that are operating the building. It's the asset manager that wants to know how it's performing. And suddenly you can start to build up, you know, really going back into like the software days, you know, you can build up user stories of what people want from their building. And then you can deploy technology to enable those user stories. It's, you know, it sounds simple, but we don't think about it. We're not thinking in a joined up way as an industry. You know, you bring in your consultant for HVAC, you bring in your consultant for the electrics, you bring in your consultant for lighting. And what we really need is that mindset via strategy of how you join those dots together to make sure that technology and everything's great that it can do is actually delivering those experience and outcome for the users they want. And I think from there, you then drive to the outcomes that delivers the building delivers, back to our three magic letters of ES and G, and you start measuring against those. And with that resilient setup, you're in a place that your building is suddenly evolving at a pace that you could not achieve with development. And I think there's a, you know, ROI is always important in these spaces. And what's exciting to me from the refurbishment space is not that we can double down on the turns magically, but you can do stuff with a much lower investment. We're seeing some really great low-cost sensor technologies that are coming in that you can apply to existing hardware, be that your HVAC, your lighting, your power, that will give you insights you didn't have before. It's having the mindset to learn from that data and make decisions quickly on what you're going to do strategically after it, which really gives this sort of new life to refurbishments, I believe, that you can really start to use it as a living, breathing building that you can adapt, and you have the ability to adapt as a landlord or a building operator, or even as a tenant. You know, and what's key there is having that sort of tripartite relationship and that want to change to make those changes. And, you know, I'm no sustainability expert, but I think it is something that will bring together those three parties, the owner, occupiers, and the operators. When we're looking at our emissions reporting, when we start talking about scope one, scope two, scope threes, then we're actually having to bring everyone together into one room for a common good, because it's business beneficial for all three parties to be working together to achieve those goals.
Absolutely. And you mentioned a moment ago about the different software examples and bringing all the different parties together under one sort of unified experience, if I paraphrase that. And when we were before we were just meeting up and talking earlier, we were talking about how people buy Fords, they're not buying all the different suppliers underneath, and the value is Ford comes in and brings them all together. And I think when it comes to connectivity and, you know, building management systems, you've got all these different siloed partners that you mentioned earlier, but the value is coming in and bringing it all together. And if it's a landlord problem now to do that, it's important that the landlord gets operational, but not every landlord's set up to be that way. So it's just interesting to see that. And maybe this is where brand comes into the conversation. I always bring brand into the conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, partnering with the right brand is going to be able to deliver that unified experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And whether that's a brand, a landlord wants to develop themselves, or whether they want to partner, it's another evolving space. I think it's a really good way of putting it. There's these technology silos that we need to overcome, but there's these business silos that we want to overcome as well. Landlords need to become operational. I think that's the key. How they do it, there's multitudes of ways. You can bring that in-house, you can outsource it, you can do what's going on a bit here at 22, where we've got Exchange. in place offering a level of service. It's exciting to see how that world's changing. And I think that's the whole thing around technology underpinning it, but experience being the key aim of what landlords should be delivering.
Have we gotten sophisticated enough yet? Where have you seen a brand that is consistent across their portfolio at delivering a certain wired score?
It's really exciting. I think if we look at a couple of our launch clients in the UK, so they've been with us from the first time we launched in 2015, so the likes of British Land and Derwent, and how they've taken us on board across their portfolio is really, really exciting. They're continuing down their portfolio with us. So they may have started with their, you know, trophy assets, their trophy buildings, and seeing value from a promotional side of it, and then seeing that they're actually still learning. You know, they use us as the sort of independent thought leader for them, in effect. Like, where are you going next? What are you thinking about next in the certification? How can we implement that across our portfolio? And as they learn on those trophy assets, they then understand the value of how they can propagate that down their whole portfolio. And it's really exciting. You know, one of the most exciting things I see is silver buildings coming out at certification, because those are the ones that are the real challenge. And we talk about the stranded assets, people taking that first step of how you get up to silver certification. And you know, that is still better than 95% of the world's buildings.
That's a big value bomb.
This has been a fantastic conversation, Sanj. Really appreciate you sharing all your insights on a conversation that's so crucial and important, but also can be very complex. So I have one last question for you. Is there a building out there that's sort of your poster child of how landlords and buildings should be addressing this topic?
I think it's a great question. And there are many across the world. Right? You know, we've got some beautiful buildings that we certify, from, you know, Empire State Building in New York to this building, 22 Bishop's Gate in London, to the Duo Towers in France. Beautiful, beautiful buildings. But actually, one that's close to my heart is where the WiredScore UK office is right now. So we're actually in the T building just in Shoreditch, and we've been there for a year. But it's actually been a building that's one of our stories through the years of being in the UK. And what's exciting to see is that, you know, that is a former bacon factory that was converted into offices, that and the landlord's really taking care to make sure they're delivering that experience. And they've gone the full journey from us. They've been a WiredScore certification client from day one, and they've just recently taken up SmartScore, and they're really learning how they can add smart technology to what is, you know, an old 1920s, 30s building, which in itself delivers experience. It's great to be in a building that you certify yourself. Really, the proof in the pudding is that experience that we feel every day when we go to the office.
It's almost like eating your own bacon.
Indeed. Although I'm vegetarian, so I'm not sure.
does it work in this scenario? That's cool. I will have to check out the T building. And is there, on the WiredScore website, is there sort of like a few different downloads that if a landlord wanted to just jump into retrofitting, they could just go there and say, okay, here's where I need to start?
Yeah, so we've actually released earlier this year a white paper on our approach to retrofitting, which really does drive through that use case approach that we discussed earlier. So yeah, definitely just go through to WiredScore.com and look for the white paper section, and you can find our retrofitting white paper there.
Brilliant. Well, we'll put a link in the show notes to that, as well as your LinkedIn profile. Thank you again. Really appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, take care of yourself.
Mobile signal inside buildings is a must-have. And connectivity infrastructure as a service provider, Freshwave, delivers it with flexible commercial terms that suit you. From landlord-funded mobile systems to pay-as-you-occupy, or a mixture of the two, we work with you to deliver the digital connectivity you and your building needs. So whether you're a real estate developer, landlord, or tenant, we'll make sure you're on. Visit freshwavegroup.com to find out more.
Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And remember, fortune favors the bold. Drumroll, please. P.S. If you want to find out about future-proofing your portfolio, head over to newflex.com.
Attention business owners, my name is Jason Allen Scott, and I've got a game-changing opportunity. At least I think it is, and so do my clients. Are you ready to build a wildly successful business from your podcast, or use your podcast to increase the success of your business? Why not try Podcasting for Business, the ultimate program to monetize your message and skyrocket your success? I'll work closely with you to refine your business model, revenue streams, and messaging, ensuring your podcast becomes a powerful tool for driving growth and generating income, just like we've done for so many clients before. As a seasoned podcasting coach, I've helped countless entrepreneurs transform their podcasts into thriving, profitable ventures. Our unique hybrid coaching model combines online learning with personalized one-to-one coaching calls. Together, we'll fine-tune your podcast's business potential, creating a clear roadmap to success that aligns with your goals and vision. Don't miss this opportunity to transform your podcast into a profitable business. Visit podcastingforbusiness.co today and take the first steps towards unlocking your podcasting potential. Let's build something special together.